This is Studio Session Shorts. I'm Abe Beeson.
Playing a harp in jazz, red flag. A woman in jazz, red flag. And a black woman harpist, red flag.
That's Brandi Younger, leading harp player in jazz today, talking about one of her heroes, the groundbreaking harp player from the 1960s, Dorothy Ashby, and, I suppose, herself. Younger led her trio in a KNKX session from the stage of Dimitriou's Jazz Alley in 2023, after the release of her album honoring Ashby, Brand New Life. Brandi Younger on harp, playing the Dorothy Ashby tune, You're a Girl for One Man Only, from that 2023 session, with Rashawn Carter and Alan Mednard at the bass and drums. Ashby was a pioneer of the harp in jazz, recording 11 albums from 1957 to 1970. Younger explained that this tribute album led her to find a new path to updating Ashby's music for modern times, transforming bluesy swing jazz into modern hip-hop swagger.
She would have never played it like that. It's written like a traditional standard, but it's played like a loop. So we found other ways to honor her other than trying to play in her style.
Like Dorothy Ashby, Brandi Younger has also become a master at blending the classical traditions of harp music with jazz. But she first heard Ashby in the context of hip-hop and pop music.
Growing up in New York, I was a hip-hop baby, so I'm listening to these Pete Rock beats that are sampling her. I didn't know it was her until later on, and I started playing the harp and started to connect the dots.
That's Brandi Younger's trio playing her tune Unrest for KNKX. She explained that in the 50s and 60s, Dorothy Ashby not only broke the mold of her instrument, her accomplishments were simply amazing for a black woman at the time, and she only lived to age 53.
We're talking 11 albums. She was a radio DJ, and she had a theater company in Detroit. How does she, you know, how do you even accomplish all of this? And she didn't live a long life. Sort of out of this world, the way what she was able to accomplish in such a short period of time.
Younger explained that her own classical training on the harp was an obstacle of her development as an artist, but she eventually found her own style too.
When you're learning classical music, you know, you're taught play it this way, count it this way, and phrase it this way. It wasn't until I got out of school, just singing in my head, singing in the shower, and I'm like, the phrasing starts to change. And I started to play it more the way I wanted it. One of my teachers said about tempo markings, it's merely a suggestion by the composer. I was like, really? I took that and ran.
Brandi Younger's trio playing the Alice Coltrane tune, Turiya and Ramakrishna, from her KNKX session in 2023. Yes, the harp is still a rare instrument to find in the jazz world. Younger is a board member of the American Harp Society, which is mostly classical musicians. And she acknowledged that pushing against the stereotypes of her instrument is still a challenge.
So the coolness factor is not exactly high.
I don't know about that.
Band nerds, orchestra nerds, when you're younger and you're trying to be cool. But there are a lot more harp programs. They're growing.
In the hands of Brandi Younger, though, the coolness comes naturally. For KNKX, I'm Abe Beeson. We'll be right back.